Good morning. Please help yourself to coffee and donuts. I want to thank our sponsors for the 10 Minutes of Meaning series this year. Lenny Chani Grunstein, in memory of Chani's father, Mr. Aaron Tambor, Aaron Ben Yitzchak. We've been studying Mesilas Yesharim. The Ramchal has charted for us the course, the path, the formula to lead our best lives, to become our best selves, following the instruction of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. We began with Zahiris, mindfulness, consciousness, caution, vigilance, to be present and thoughtful in everything we do, every decision we make, every thought, and every speech. We move to the world of Zerizus, alacrity, enthusiasm, zeal, to make a resolution, to set goals, and to pursue them and achieve them. And now we've moved over to the world of Nikias, to move over to the world of cleanliness and purity, where it's not that we have struggles, temptations, distractions, but we've trained ourselves to overcome them, but rather we're living in such a spiritual plane, we're living in such a level of mindfulness that we've actually purged and eliminated those temptations altogether. We mentioned that Ramchal points out that Nikias is not all or nothing. It's not that a person is living that level entirely, consistently throughout their life, that there is no desire, temptation whatsoever, but rather Nikias can be applied in certain segments of life. So we can master an area of our life so much so that we drive out the temptation. So daily we're not struggling and conquering, but we don't even have the conflict or the struggle anymore. So the Ramchal writes, we ended with this last week. We said last week that all research supports the notion that 40% of our day, we're creatures of habit, have been pre-programmed, predetermined. What time you got here? Did you talk during davening? How you'll behave and how you'll react and respond the rest of the day? 40% of our day has already been predetermined by the habits that we've formed. On the one hand, that's bad news. It means we're on autopilot. But on the other hand, it's extremely good news because it means if you form the right habits, 40% of your day, you've already got right. So the Ramchal says, "Hachemda ha'elokis," that if we can nourish and nurture our spiritual appetite, if we can learn Torah, today is an enormous yontif around the world, the Siyum HaShas, which is not actually being completed today, but is being celebrated today around the world, as we'll speak about later this morning. The idea of nourishing and nurturing our neshama with Torah, molding and shaping ourselves into Torah personalities. The more Torah we learn, the more Torah we live, the more B'nai Torah we become, the less desire, temptation, distraction, conflict we have with these outside forces and these outside energies. If you want to achieve Nikias, if we want to get to the level of purity where we're not even struggling with those areas, the way to get there is by imbibing, ingesting and digesting more and more Torah. Learn Torah, study Torah, listen to Torah, live Torah, be Torah, embody Torah. Because Torah is Elokus. The more we make contact with Torah, we're making contact with the divine. We're achieving our own level of immortality. So Achemda Elokis, the desire, the drive, the appetite for spirituality, spiritual longing, the more intense it is, the less intense, the less energy, the less drawn will be to the physical temptations and distractions, to those potholes and pitfalls of life. As tisha'er yoso zaka ubara, and then our perception will remain clear and lucid. We don't have room in our life to allocate energy and drive and desire to so many areas simultaneously. So the more that we are driven in the world of spirituality, the less there'll be in the world of physicality. The more we shape and mold ourselves by Torah, then the more we'll transcend the temptations and distractions of this world. And in this quality, David HaMelech was extraordinarily proud. And he said, Erchatz b'nikayon kapai, v'asov v'as mizbachacha Hashem. Pasuk in Perek Chavov of Tehillim, I wash my hands in cleanliness, and I encircle your mizbeach Hashem. David HaMelech says, not only am I identifying the temptations in my life, not only am I seeking to conquer them, I've eliminated them, I've purged them. By living in such a level and at such a plane, I'm not even tempted. It doesn't even distract me. Why does David HaMelech connect living with purity to the ability to encircle the Mizbeach? Because the truth is God is pure. God is the source of all good. God is the ultimate of discipline and dignity. Which means that in order to really attach ourselves to Him, we should have to be living that way as well. To be really Liros is Pnei HaMelech Hashem, to truly have an audience and to be in the presence of Hashem, a person really needs to have Nikias, if not in every area of our life, certainly in parts of our life. Kizula Ze'elo Alalevish Lakali Milafanov. Without it, we recoil with shame and with embarrassment. We're standing in front of the greatest, the Melech Malchei HaMlachim, the source of all, the source of all good. And a person should feel ashamed, ashamed of our drive, ashamed of the battles that we're still yet having to fight, ashamed that in us there still is that voice that's trying to bring us down. We have that ability. We have to believe in ourselves and we have to apply ourselves to know that it's not good enough and we shouldn't settle for simply doing the right thing and overcoming the wrong thing, but we have the capacity to get to a place where we're not even aware of, drawn to, the wrong thing altogether. Again, if not in every era of our life, parts of our life could be in Torah, could be in talking and davening, could be in anger and envy and arrogance, it could be in Torah learning. But it means to apply ourselves to specific areas of our life to not only achieve the level of doing the right thing and not doing the wrong thing, but to not even have the temptation to do the wrong thing altogether. This concedes the Ramchal is incredibly hard work. This is an enormously high level. Zahirus, mindfulness, that's nearly impossible. Zrizus, to pursue with abandon our goals, that's difficult. But Nikias, to actually purge the voice of temptation and distraction, that's hard. The truly terrible Averos, that in fact we have no drive for. I hope nobody in this room has a drive to hit someone, hurt someone, abuse someone, or kill someone. I hope we have no drive, God forbid, to rape, pillage, steal from others. We have no drive, hopefully, for that. It's not that every day, I mean, in theory, the day the people that you want to kill, but you're not actually tempted to pick up a weapon and kill anyone any day, such that by the end of the day you say, oh, I'm relieved. I came so close. I really wanted to, but I held myself back. Hopefully we're in a place of Nikias when it comes to these averos, when it comes to these levels of indiscretions or violations or crimes that we're not even tempted by. Says the Ramchal, however, the area that needs real application of Nikias are the harder, much more nuanced parts of our life. And we'll pick up with this next week. The areas of our life where we justify and reconcile and rationalize. I told you the etymology of the word rationalize. We tell ourselves rational lies. We lie to ourselves to say, it's okay to make that long distance phone call from work. No one does that anymore. We have cell phones. It's okay to make personal copiers on the machine. It's okay to, you know, exaggerate a little when I'm billing for my hours. It's okay to take some pencils and paper products, office products home to be able to use in my house. I would never steal, put my hand in your pocket and take your wallet. I would never do. Break into your home and take your things. I would never do. I don't need to work on Nikias. I have no temptation or desire in that area. But as we'll see next week, that Gezel, everybody violates Gezel every single day. You'll say, hey, violate Gezel, who did I steal from? And the answer is, if you lied, if you were dishonest, if you exaggerated, onas dvarim, if you were dishonest in reporting, in business, in life, it's a very, very tough thing to achieve Nikayon in these areas. Mirtz Hashem will pick up with it next week. Have a wonderful day and a good Yom Tov.